97 on the Heel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio. Time to check in with Victor Lewis on what's trending out there in the world. What's going on?
Well, I got some things to talk about. We can talk about a mysterious bundle of string on Mars's surface that Perseverance found. I mean, that's kind of the headline. We don't know much more about it. Mysterious bundle of string is a funny set of words in and of
Man,
itself.
Usually you give me options. Like, we could talk about this. And we will. There's a bundle of string on Mars.
And we will. There's a bundle of string on Mars.
You set this up as if you're going to give me a choice, and then you just, like, go right for it.
Yeah, we're not entirely sure what it is. We have a picture of it, and it doesn't look... Look, man, it is a stringy object. It is a string-type object. And what's more fascinating is we saw it, took a picture of it, said, man, what is this string doing on Mars? And then we kept driving Perseverance along, and eventually we circled back to where it was just to check on the string,
right,
as one does. And the string was gone, which is...
Because it turns out there's wind on Mars, and
I mean,
it blew away, right?
I would have liked for us to have stopped, is all that I'm saying. I know that Perseverance has a schedule, it has tasks to complete. If we could have stopped and looked at the string for a second, maybe like put a probe on it or something and been like, what is this string type object? Because now I, Victor Lewis, have to read articles and look at the mysterious stringy object on Mars and wonder what in the heck this string thing is. Is it a piece of a parachute? Is it a piece of a dead plant? What's going on? What is this thing? I want to know.
What is your string theory?
My string theory is that it has got to be a piece of a parachute, right? Like, just blown around. It's
maybe.
We're already putting trash on another planet. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This was a Calvin and Hobbes bit, like, 15, 25
was
years ago.
Was it really?
Yeah, where Calvin invents a spaceship or a rocket ship, and he and Hobbes, like, jet off to, I think it was Mars, because... Calvin was upset by how human beings were polluting the planet, and they get up there and he immediately starts dumping trash everywhere, and Hobbes is like, what are you doing? And Calvin's like, I was going to pick it up, and then they went back.
Yeah, and then we go home and we leave our one solitary crush can on Mars.
See also the film Up, by the way. This is my pet peeve with the movie Up, which is a wonderful movie.
I've been waiting a long time for this one.
A guy whose dream it is for years and years to go to this wonderfully pristine, natural, beautiful place in the middle of the Amazon, wasn't it? Like in South America or something like that, wherever it was. Like this beautiful place, and he finally makes it there, and he has an experience and an adventure, and then he leaves, leaving behind just this incredible amount of, like, I think he leaves the house there and all the balloons and everything. Like, come on, Ed.
That many balloons are an ecological hazard.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Lord.
This is the biggest litterer in the whole wide world, is the main character in Up.
Moving on, let's talk about the Secret Service director.
All right.
Yeah, let's talk about Secret Service director James Murray announcing his retirement and taking a job at Snapchat. That's something that popped up on some Not the Onion headline sources.
Hey, look, the Secret Service director, I mean, he's already famous for heading up an organization that can't hang on to messages for more than 24 hours, so this is a perfect move.
And also is probably watching more people than it should be, just like Snapchat.
I assume that's the joke, right? Like, the Secret Service just lost all of these text messages because we don't save them for very long, and now this guy heads up Snapchat, like... That's the joke, right?
I mean, this is not a joke. Like, he is literally
Well, right, but
taking
that's like the obvious joke to make off of this, right?
Yeah, there's several jokes you could make off this, but more than that, I'm interested in this man's resume and what specifically from Secret Service, you know, outside of jokes, what specifically from his experience as head of the Secret Service really qualifies him for a position with Snapchat.
That would be, it's the old boy network, Victor. If you're the head of one agency, then you're connected with the people who are hiring you for this other thing.
Secret Service equals Snapchat. How long until Snapchat is a three-letter government agency?
The National Snapchat Agency, the NSA?
Oh, no.
They're here already.
I really need like a soundbite of the X-Files theme song right there.